hello, everybody. Happy Thanksgiving. Welcome to the Coffee Self-Talk Podcast. Kristen Helmstetter here. I am recording this on Thanksgiving morning. I'm going to talk about the holidays today. I want to take a moment right now, and I want to give, I'm going to try not to cry. I want to give a lot of thanks to all of you out there listening to this. I appreciate you taking the time in your day to listen. And it's, I'm honored to be in your ears. I'm honored to be in your brain. And it's such an honor. It's a privilege. And I'm grateful. I'm grateful for this life. I'm grateful for, I'm grateful for everything. I'm grateful for you. So thank you. I want to talk about thriving during the holidays. Okay, so it's not like, oh, am I going to survive the holidays? No, we thrive during the holidays. And one of the ways we do that is with our self-talk. But here are some extra holiday thriving tips for all of you out there. So these might seem obvious, but I'm going to list them anyway, and we're going to make them a little bit like extra special. Stay hydrated. I know that that seems obvious, but it's important because during the holidays, we get busy. We find ourselves out doing things, shopping, going to parties, drinking more alcohol, drinking more coffee, and we need to stay hydrated. So what I do is during the holidays, I get a special holiday cup, and it's my water cup through the holidays from Thanksgiving until the new year. And I always keep it filled with water, and I make sure that I continuously take sips and drink it. And it's a special holiday cup, and it triggers a reminder to me about my self-talk because I have this cup, right? And like sometimes we have things that are either symbolic or that are special, and it triggers us as a reminder. And so come up with a single affirmation that you think or say out loud. And then every time you take a sip of water from that cup, you think or say it. So whether it's I am worthy, or I am kind, or I am generous, or I am freaking amazing, do that every time you drink out of this cup. So a special holiday cup, stay hydrated with your water, all that good stuff. The next tip, get some rest. Take a nap. Take a nap every day between now and January 2nd if you can. I remember back when I worked in the corporate world and I worked in downtown Phoenix, we parked our cars in a garage. I would go out to my car in the middle of the day. I would set my alarm and I would take a nap. Even if I was just closing my eyes for 10 to 15 minutes and I couldn't fall asleep sometimes, although sometimes I totally did, it goes beyond just being restorative. It's the craziest thing. It's like, it makes you feel like you have more control over your day when you take a nap in the middle of it. Because people don't take naps because it seems like a luxury. But when you take a nap in the middle of the day, it makes you feel like you have more control over your life. And man, feeling some of that control just, it calms you down. We feel like we're out of control and it's crazy, right? But no, when you feel like you're in control, it's much more comfortable. And we don't have to be in control of everything. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying there are a few things that we can do in our day to make us feel like we have a little bit of control about our schedule, about what we eat, things like that. And it feels good. And here's the thing. If you think you don't have time for a nap, there's this really magical thing about taking naps. I don't know how it works. I can't explain the magic, but here's my experience. If I take a 10-minute nap, it's like when I wake up, I suddenly have 20 minutes to my day. Like if I take a 15-minute nap, I suddenly feel like I have a new 30 minutes to my day because you feel so restored. You feel relaxed and you end up getting more done in your day, even though you took time out to nap. Every day if possible, or even just on the weekend, make sure you take time for a nap and it will just feel so good. Okay, the next one, exercise. Yes, yes, yes. Exercise boosts our mood. Exercise fights depression. And if anybody out there is struggling or sad during the holidays, oh, this is one of the best things you can do for your psychology, for your mindset, for your body, is to exercise. And it doesn't have to be anything crazy. It can just be a walk. And for anybody who says, I don't have time, this is where you make time and you take 5 minutes. And here, you know what? To help you make time, habit stack it with something. So if you need to catch up on phone calls or messages with people, take your walk, take your phone with you, and do your messaging at that time, or do your coffee self-talk during that time. Go on a walk and listen to a script that you've recorded, or just go on a walk and just say your affirmations out loud and just take 5 minutes. And if it's cold where you live, you're lucky. You get to dress up warm and go out in the cold, which is brisk and refreshing and invigorating. And who needs caffeine when you can go out in the cold? So there really is no bad weather. There's just bad clothing. So dress up. And you know what? If you go out and you enjoy the cold a little bit, like, well, okay, maybe you don't enjoy it, but if you go out and you don't dress like super warm and you let the coolness invigorate you even more, it helps you express longevity genes. So the cold is good. Go out for 5 minutes. I'm not saying to go out in your bathing suit and run through the snow. I'm not saying to go barefoot and build a snowman, but don't let the cold deter you from getting outside for just 5 minutes. Just walk down the street, turn around, and come back. Okay, let's do that. Okay, here's another one. Schedule self-care on your calendar every 3 days. So get out your calendar and think of 3 or 4 or 5 things that make you feel like you're taking some self-care for yourself. And it could be the nap. It could be the exercise. Maybe it's a long shower. Maybe it's a bubble bath. Maybe it's a beauty treatment or painting your toenails. Maybe it's reading a book for 10 minutes that you feel like is indulgent and you don't have time for. Schedule this self-care on your calendar every 3 days. It is so paramount to making your life, but especially the holidays, feel more magical. So it's really important. Oh, another thing, so important. You will absolutely thrive with the energy of love through your holidays when you make it a point to be kind and generous to yourself and other people. There is something so powerful and magnificent about generosity and kindness. It is so amazing how your mood and energy will be lifted when you're kind and generous to other people. And we should be doing this all year long. But you know what? I'm going to mention it during the holidays because we get stressed with traffic. We have to go to the mall. We have to buy food, plan recipes. You know, in-laws are coming. That certain cousin is coming to dinner. You know, there's a lot of elements that can just add either some angst or some stress, or make you feel like you just don't have enough time. And hey, make that one of your lines of self-talk. I have an abundance of time to do everything I want this holiday season. I have an abundance of time. But kindness and generosity will fill your soul and your spirit with so much good feeling. And one of the biggest lessons in my book, Coffee Self-Talk, is feeling these elevated feelings. And kindness and generosity will do that for you. And it will come back to you tenfold. It is like a boomerang. When you put out kindness and generosity to the world, it comes back to you and helps you manifest your greatest, most magical life ever. Okay, so that is how you thrive during the holidays. That is how I thrive during the holidays. And that is what I do. And I'm sharing my tips and tricks with you. So the last thing, of course, is you do your self-talk. It's like one of the most important things because your self-talk gets your mindset in the right place. And that's what we're after. So until next time, I appreciate you. Thank you for being a part of my life and listening to my podcast. Thank you for all the emails I get from everybody. I love all of you. Now go live your magical lives. Ciao, ciao.